I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hanging out on the SDCCU fan hotline is Radio.com sports insider Ryan McDonough. And, of course, insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil's made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And Ryan, our NBA insider, isn't it nice to have an NBA insider on a radio interview to actually talk about NBA games? Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me. And again, we have six games today. It seems like we have six every day at this point. As you know, they start early and they go late. And so I'm excited to join you, especially with all the good basketball going on right now.
Yeah, let me ask you, what's the atmosphere like there? I think they've done a great job on television. We've been watching from over here in the West Coast, and I mean, it's a sensational feel and look, and just the buzz and all of the lights and the colors and the court, and I mean it's actually a very nice presentation.
I think the NBA has done a great job with that. The feedback I get from people who are in the bubble with the 22 teams who are playing in Orlando is that before the game, it's a little bit weird. You know, before there is obviously no fans in the stands. The fans are all virtual. There's, you know, limited noise. I think there's some, you know, traditional warm-up music, but it's kind of weird. I think it's more like an AAU feel where you're warming up in an empty gym. But everybody says once the ball goes up and the actual game starts with the music, with the virtual fans, the NBA has done a great job of making it very lifelike and realistic. And I've been very impressed, you know, with the competitiveness of most of the teams in the bubble, almost all the 22 teams in the bubble. I think the concern, especially after the 4.5-month layoff that I had and others had around the league, is that, you know, what kind of shape would the players be in returning to play? And I think, by and large, most of the close to 350 players playing in Orlando stayed in very good shape, and I think that is reflected in the quality of play over the past week.
Ryan, let's talk a little bit about the actual teams and how the playoff structure could set up. Portland came in playing some pretty good basketball. The Suns have played some good basketball. Seems like a lot of teams who were fighting for that 9 spot, maybe with the exception of New Orleans, is playing well, and Memphis seems to not really be kept playing any well. And now with Jackson out, it seems like their hopes for the playoffs are getting smaller.
Yeah, Tony, the Grizzlies have been in a free fall. It couldn't have gone any worse so far for them in the bubble. They were the odds-on favorite to get the 8th seed in the Western Conference, and the betting odds in Vegas reflected that. And since that point, Memphis has gone 0-4. They're without their backup point guard, Tyus Jones. But more importantly, as you mentioned, Jaren Jackson Jr., their talented young big man, one of the best young bigs in the league, tore his meniscus the other day. So the Grizzlies are falling. The Portland Trailblazers are surging. Portland is only a game back now of Memphis. And keep in mind, guys, we are looking at now a likely play-in scenario in the Western Conference. In order for that play-in scenario to happen, the 9th seed has to be within 4 games of the 8th seed. And right now in the West, there are 5 teams within 4 games of the Memphis Grizzlies, who are in 8th. So looking at the standings, I think a play-in scenario is likely at this point. You know, the question I have is just who are those two teams going to be? Personally, yeah, I think Portland's going to be one of them, although that is definitely not certain with the Blazers' remaining schedule. But, you know, who's going to be in 8th and who's going to be in 9th? And then, you know, who's going to play for the 8th seed in the Western Conference? I think that remains up in the air, especially as the Grizzlies continue their free fall and remain winless in Orlando.
Yeah, no question. Ryan McDonough, NBA Sports NBA Insider, joining us on the Radio.com Sports Insider SDCCU Fan Hotline from Orlando, where the NBA is back in action. And you know what? That 8th seed, Ryan, I know people probably at first glance look at it and say, well, that means you have to run into the Lakers. But now I'm getting word that LeBron James is out of the lineup tonight against the Rockets. The Lakers are citing a sore groin injury. Should I be very concerned about the future health of LeBron James now that the Lakers have clinched the number one seed, that they would sit him out of a game?
No, I would not be concerned about that. That groin injury has been nagging LeBron for a while now. But what I think your listeners, especially the diehard Lakers fans in Southern California, may be concerned about is just the fact that the Lakers haven't looked very good through their first three or four games in the bubble. I think they're 2-2. As you mentioned, LeBron's not going to play tonight. It is a back-to-back scenario. Lakers got beat pretty good by the OKC Thunder last night. And, guys, just looking at the teams, I think one of the questions that I had that Brian Scalabrine and I talked a lot about on our show on Scal and Pals is, who's going to have the continuity and who's going to have the carryover from early to mid-March pre-pandemic, and which teams are going to look the same, which teams are going to look better, which teams are going to look worse? And I think the bad news for Lakers fans is the Lakers haven't looked very good so far. Same with the Milwaukee Bucks, the favorite in the Eastern Conference, who are they're currently getting beat pretty good by the Miami Heat. The good news, I guess, for the second-tier contenders, I'm looking at teams like the Toronto Raptors and Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference, and in the Western Conference, a team like the OKC Thunder, maybe the Houston Rockets. I think there really is an opportunity, guys. I think, you know, throughout the course of the regular season prior to the pandemic shutdown, the clear three best teams were the two in your neck of the woods, the Lakers and Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think over the past week in the bubble, the contenders or the elite contenders haven't looked great. And some of the second-tier contenders led by the Toronto Raptors have looked very good to me.
Now, Ryan, let's talk about that a little further. Do you think that is, I don't want to say strategy, but do you think they're kind of easing their way into the playoffs? Because all three of the teams that you named, the Bucks, the Lakers, the Clippers, really haven't looked good. And LeBron James hasn't played at the level we were seeing him play before the break took place. What do you think plays into that?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of factors, Tony. I think the first one, as you know, as a former professional athlete, is motivation. The Lakers aren't playing for a whole lot right now. They already clinched the number one seed in the Western Conference. That means less than it usually does because of no home court advantage and because of no travel. All the games are in Orlando. But it is still meaningful and gives the Lakers a big advantage, guys, just because whoever gets the eighth seed in the West is going to have a battle, right? They're going to have to battle through their eight seeding games. They're going to have to beat out five other teams of the six in the mix for eighth in the West. And then they're also likely going to have to play one or two play-in games just to get the eighth seed, where Lakers can do what they're doing tonight. They can rest LeBron James. They can limit the minutes for LeBron and AD like Frank Vogel did in the game last night. So the Lakers are still in good position. The question I have watching them play without Avery Bradley, who opted out of the restart, and now without Rajon Rondo, who's out with thumb surgery, although Rondo looks like he's getting closer to returning over the next couple weeks, is do the Lakers have enough secondary playmaking? We all know how great LeBron James and Anthony Davis are, but you know, down the stretch, especially in possession-by-possession tight games, who else is going to step up for the L.A. Lakers to make plays when teams try to take away LeBron and AD?
You want this kind of great NBA stuff, you can hear Ryan on Scal and Pals. It's available on radio.com, wherever you find your podcasts, and we love having Ryan McDonough on the program. Ryan, just away from the court for 1 second, you know, we were amazed and gave Adam Silver a lot of credit for pulling the plug on the season way back in March and doing it really before anybody else did. And you know, anyone, other league had kind of realized that this is what we must do. Now we flash forward 4.5 months, and it seems like the NBA is leading the way in terms of how it was properly supposed to be done to get back to playing. They got the bubble set up. Everybody's testing negative. All of the players are playing. Granted, there's nothing we can do about the fans, but the players seem like they're in kind of a safe situation right now. I mean, should we really be applauding the job that the NBA has done to not just get the season started, but to really have it going and make us feel like, you know what, there's not even any question that they're going to make it through this whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely. The first word that comes to mind when you say Adam Silver to me is leadership. And the leadership he's shown throughout the pandemic, as you mentioned, he was the first major sports commissioner to shut a league down. He made that decision on his own, guys. It's not like he polled all 30 teams. When he got word that Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19 in Oklahoma City on March 11th, he pulled the plug, and the other owners and players lined up behind him when he did that. And ever since then, guys, I think one of the real keys here, and Tony knows this from a former player's perspective, is the relationship relationship between Adam Silver, Michelle Roberts, who is the head of the Players Association, and then Chris Paul, who is the president of the Players Association. Those three have had great communication throughout. They've showed great leadership throughout. And I think because of that, guys, it was really unique that when the NBA was thinking about restarting, they didn't even put it to a vote of the 400 or 500 players in the league. Adam Silver, along with Michelle Roberts and Chris Paul on the player side, just decided to do it. They came up with a plan. The plan has worked very well so far, including in-market testing and workouts prior to arrival in Orlando, and then more testing when the players arrive in Orlando. And I think that the results speak for themselves. You see great basketball, competitive games, starting early in the afternoon and going late at night. And probably more importantly, guys, with where we are as a country, for the third week in a row, zero positive COVID-19 tests out of the close to 350 NBA players tested in the bubble.
Yeah, there's just no getting around it. The relationship that the PA has with the NBA is really unmatched in any other sport right now, and certainly it reflects in how well this whole bubble thing has taken place. Ryan, certainly appreciate the time, appreciate you coming on, and we'll check in with you again, hopefully when we get into some playoff basketball.
Absolutely.
Anytime, guys. Yeah, 15 of the 16 are about to be set, but keep an eye on that 8 seed in the Western Conference. Things are getting very interesting out west.
Do the Bulls still have a chance? Is there any way we can get them into the mix?
No, but one final thought before I run. The Charlotte Hornets have now passed the Washington Wizards in the standings. So Charlotte, despite not playing, is ahead of Washington. I don't know how that's possible, but the Wizards are somehow in 10th in a 9-team Eastern Conference playoff bubble.
That is crazy. That's so crazy. Ryan, great stuff, and we love your stuff when you come on the show. You give us great knowledge and insight. Thanks so much, and continue having fun down there.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Always great to be on with you, too.
You got it. There he is, Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And remember, you can hear Ryan on Scal and Pals. That's Ryan and Brian Scalabrini, the former player, available on Radio.com. They do two podcasts a day, he was telling me. Wherever you find your podcast, great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA. Just search SCAL, S-C-A-L.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.